All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star 6.
And this is our Monday simulcast conference call. It's on the telephone line and BBS radio. And those of you that have been listening regularly know that on this call we cover quite a bit of expansiveness of information. Not only information, but what might be called expansion into the cosmic realms, because we do something that's fairly unusual to do in a public way, which...
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, I heard somebody say bye-bye. I thought I muted everybody. Okay. The people that come in may not be muted, so I'll have to mute them again. But I'll have you guys say hello. Hi there. Just a second. I'll unmute everybody. Let me finish my little introduction because we're on the air. Thank you for being there. We are working with a rather unusual premise here. And the premise is that when humans come together with a high intention, that things can happen that are not normal. And in particular, of course, it depends what the high intention is. And on this call, the intention is to create, invoke a group energy. And it works on the principle that every human, everyone in this realm, has the ability, the potential ability, to expand their hologram, their matrix, into a larger space. And for most of us, I'm sure you know what I mean, we've lived in contraction. And there's this thing that people call the veil, which holds most of us into check, into a smaller space. And it's hard to figure out how to move through that. So on this call, we are creating the intent to create a reference point for an energy that is beyond the veil, and that people will experience what it feels like to expand beyond the veil. And we don't do this through a technique. We don't do this. We just do it through intention. And, of course, if you're one of those people listening for the first time, then, and this seems strange or scary, then nothing will happen for you. You'll hear the words. You'll hear the information. But you won't have this experience until you're open to it. And I suggest that in order to be open to it, you should make yourself comfortable. You should be somewhat familiar with my work, because when we open ourselves up to this kind of expansion, it's kind of, in certain ways, like going into a new area that you don't know where anything is. Like going into a new city. And you know in that city there's beautiful parks and there's many wonderful things. And maybe there's some neighborhoods that you'd want to stay away from. But you're going through it blindfolded. So that's kind of when you start opening up your energies into other realms. You do have a blindfold on, because I have a blindfold. I can't see them. And you can't see them. And you can feel it. And there are bad neighborhoods in those other realms. So I suggest that if you want to stay out of the bad neighborhoods, there's a couple of things to keep in mind. And one is that don't be curious for phenomena. The curiosity for phenomena can attract negative things to you, negative entities in these other realms. Keep a high intention to be of service, to uplift the vibration, to uplift the people around you, And the higher your degree of service is, the more protection you have. The more you are wanting to use magical things to control other things, the more chance you have of getting connected with negative sources in these other realms. And that's why I say it's good to read my material, my two books, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce and Questions and Answers with the Elohim, because we are talking to sources during this call that are in these expanded energy fields, and you actually have to develop your own level of trust in them. And not because I say so or because I endorse them. This is a very individual thing that each person has to come to themselves. And those of you who have read my material know there's a huge amount of wisdom in The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. There's a huge amount of compassion and understanding of the human condition in this realm. And I would say that when I was first studying the channelings of David Wilcock, those were the things that endeared me to this work, because I recognized the compassion and the wisdom in those readings. And over time, the same thing happened with the Elohim, although initially I was somewhat skeptical. You know what? I didn't start my recording, and I'm saying all these wonderful things. Hang on a second.
Enter your subscriber PIN, followed by the pound sign. Please wait. This conference is being recorded.
Okay, now we're recording this, so the people that are listening on the replay lines will get to hear it. So we're talking about, this is October 12th, 2009. And we are all meeting here, and we're intending to create a group energy, and we're intending also that the sources who have been communicating with me verbally will join this group energy, and we will create a hologram of oneness. Now, you know, this idea of having these hugely powerful, wise sources in other realms, I always say this, and I can't say it enough. They are actually...
Entry chimes are off. Exit chimes are off.
They are actually extended parts of us. We are all that is. It's contracted into this very small body on a planet called Earth. And many of us that are on this line right now have experienced in our past far more expansive periods of existence than we're experiencing now. Because coming into the Earth realm and taking a body here has the prerequisite of contracting. And I was reading an interesting book. Last week I read some of this Pleiadian book, and I was reading some additional things in it. And they were describing how they would have these councils and meetings and of these fairly, I guess we could call them high or extended beings.
All callers are muted.
Of these highly expanded beings, and many of you might have been on those meetings, and somebody was saying, and you know what? We really need some people to go to Earth to help uplift the vibration there. But we got to warn you, once you're there, you're going to forget why you came. And you may go through quite a few lifetimes in struggle and strife and anguish, because those things are fairly common in human experience. And I've learned, and I know that I've had lifetimes like that. that many lifetimes, those lifetimes have a purpose. Because over a period of them, you learn how the lower strata works. And if you've come here to help uplift this vibration, and you don't know how the lower strata works, you're going to be quite handicapped. I'm sure you've seen people who have their upper chakras open, and they can be very nice to be around, and they're very, very loving, but they have no idea how the lower realms work. They're oftentimes not grounded. Oftentimes, they don't know how to be grounded, and they don't know why they're here. They're trying to figure out a sense of purpose. Those of us that have had a lot of lifetimes have the ability, more ability, than some of those very high people without a lot of lifetimes to make a greater contribution to this realm. Because we have learned how the lower strata work. And now, by integrating all this stuff of the celestial realm, it starts to come together. We start to realize, hey, that's not all there is. And there is this other stuff. And part of it is those of you that have had these experiences in celestial realms and then come to my calls, oftentimes you just snap right out of it and you say, wow, it's not just in your mind, it's waking cellular resonances up for you that start to give you the power to, and the understanding to make the difference in this realm that was the reason you came here. You came here, took a body here to do something, but you didn't know when you were here what it was you were supposed to do. And you spent lifetimes in the muck and mire, and now there's a wake-up call. And this is a very important time for that wake-up call to take hold. And I have been put in a certain kind of position to assist people. And I understand the nature of what's needed. And I'm doing a lot of things that if people choose to participate in them, they can definitely speed up this process of waking up. And some of the things I'm doing have to do with just putting the information out in my written material, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce and Questions and Answers with the Elohim. And other things have to do with these regular conference calls and our Sunday grid healing, because on these calls that energy is present as well as the information. And I happen to be a fairly skeptical person. So I'm not into having believers. I'm into creating the factual foundation that makes this credible. I'm not going to do that every call because enough of you have read the materials, studied the materials, and listened to the channelings that it's become credible to you. But for somebody that's new and listening for the first time or is checking it out, it's not credible, and nor should it be credible, because people have to do their own due diligence and their own discernment. Anyone that stands up in front of other people and says, believe in this blindly, is very likely coming from a negative source, because the sources I deal with have never encouraged that. They always say, check this out. You know, I have two people that channel that are close to Terry and Daphne. And oftentimes the source through Daphne, if they say something that's controversial, they'll then say, you better check this out with your other channeler, your other person, because it gives me an unusual opportunity. And of course, there's always the possibility that everybody's got a negative source, and both people do, and I tell people, you've got to study this real carefully and listen carefully, And, you know, I sent an email out where the topic for today's call was going to be earth changes. And this is something that I'm, you know, a little reticent to put out into the public. And there's a couple reasons for the reticence, and I want to share them. One of them is that I'm talking about things that haven't happened yet. And as I've learned in my ongoing communications, nothing is ever locked in stone. Things, the way they describe it is things have probability vortices. And so I could ask them, I said, well, what's the chance of this happening? And they'll say, 30%. What's the chance of this happening? 70%. And of course, those percentages will change over time. So an event that looks like it might happen a year from now may not happen by the time it comes around. On the other hand, it may be an event that didn't have a high probability vortice, that the vortice increases, the percentage increases, and suddenly something unexpected happens. So this going and talking about this topic and saying, here's things that are going to happen, and then they don't, then I don't want to damage my credibility for the other work I do. So when we talk about this, I ask you to keep that as your own caveat that there's nothing that is locked in stone. Although there is a general flow that's fairly consistent that we will have earth changes. And that is another thing, is that the more that humans are connected to the what I call the flow of the universe, which we do on all these calls, the more each individual connects with the flow, and we create group energies, then we are part of the changes. So we can mitigate some of those things that have high probabilities and make them into lower probabilities just through holding space and also requests of intervention, because I don't think the Elohim and Ra group can stop things from happening, but they can help diminish them. It would be like if there is I've read stuff like this, where there's a fire and everything burns down and one person was praying and their house was intact. Did that really happen? Because they were praying. And of course, those of you that have become familiar with my story have heard the story of my sister, who had a miracle of healing as a result of an intervention with them. And also you've heard that they predicted a newspaper headline in advance. This was back in 2002. And during that period, they also predicted that there would be flooding of coastal cities in Louisiana, and 30, 40, 50,000 people would be displaced and homeless. And they didn't say when, but then, of course, a couple of years later, there was that Hurricane Katrina, I think, that devastated New Orleans and a lot of the coast. So there are times when I've gotten really, really good information, and there are other times when they've said things and they didn't happen. So, but there is a general flow. And of course, this all started with Edgar Cayce. And Edgar Cayce made lots and lots of earth change predictions in the early 30s and 40s of the 1900s. And in David Wilcott's readings, those of you that have read the book, you know that the source that spoke through Wilcott said that those Cayce devastation prophecies would not were from a negative source, and that the intent was to create fear and to also discredit Edgar Cayce. So this is all very tricky because how do you know when you have a negative source? Anytime there's channeling, there's that potential. So the reason I'm doing this is because in the time that I've worked with Terry, I have become quite confident in her intent. She has no self-aggrandizement, no self-serving interest, and she is dedicated to service, which gives me the courage to believe that if we go into a conversation about this with our sources, we're not going to get a negative source coming through. But you don't have that experience, so you have to use your own discernment. Now, we're on a conference line simultaneously with being on BDS, and I'm going to open up the conference line and just let some of the people on the line say hello to us this evening. Hang on.
All callers are unmuted.
We have Florida, Virginia, Emmy in Tucson. Anyone else on the line want to say hello and their name and their city?
Hi, Mr. Sedona.
It's Al, Angel, Florida.
Hi, Al in Florida. Great.
Tracy, Wisconsin. Allison, Wisconsin.
Chris from Memphis.
Francis from Concord, California.
Francis in Concord. Who's in Memphis?
That's Chris in Memphis.
Chris. I think we have a gentleman in England that called in early. Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm still here, yes.
Oh, good. I didn't get boring yet, right? Okay.
Oh, I'm getting more excited by a second, yeah.
Anyone else like to say hello?
Hello, Marcia, New Orleans.
Hi, Marcia. Marcia, were you there for Katrina?
I left the day before, but then I went to a city where they had Rita, so I left the day before that, too. Anyway.
You're lucky.
Hurricanes.
You got good guides. anyone else want to say hello on their location?
Miss Laurie from Canada.
Laurie from Canada. Laurie, you right?
Hi.
Okay. Laurie, tell everybody your website, okay?
Laurie wrote a book
on recovery. Oh, tell everyone my website? Laurie wrote a book on recovering from cancer. Is that right?
Yeah,
and I have three in the right. She had a miracle, I believe, George. Being non-standard, I haven't read her book. I can get her energy. Okay, right. Say what? I'll let you plug your book when everyone's muted, and then you can unmute and tell people your website. Okay. Too much background.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star 6.
And then we have Terry. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
I better make sure you're on the line because otherwise I'm going to be in deep doo-doo because I'm getting people all prepared for this call. And, you know, it's very unusual to do a channeling like this in a public way. And it's been something that has developed over a long time where wanted to even invite people. Like today, I sent a mailing out, and probably some of the people that are going to listen to this are on my list for Message a Day and all the people that have been signing up for our daily mailings, which is now at about 1,500 people. And it's kind of like everybody, the people that are on the line, are holding the space, holding the energy so that we can do this. It's because this is about bringing in energies from other realms into this realm. And what I've learned is, this is what I've learned, is that when I started these communications with these intelligences, that I could feel an energy in the space. And when I would give talks, I would feel the energy in the space. And then they told me they're paying attention to me, and that when I would do things and talk about them, that gave them permission to energetically, I use the word beam, into this realm. And, you know, when I started doing this, these calls, and I said, okay, I got a group soul that can beam into this realm, I don't even think I said that. I kind of just said, let's see what happens. And let's see what happens with the experience of other people. Because it's an experiment. I don't, you know, I've never done anything like this in my life. And now you have this intelligence that's in another realm saying, well, just talk about us and we'll show up and you'll feel our energy. And, of course, my scientific mind wanted to test it very carefully to make sure that I wasn't just making it up or using the power of suggestion. And, you know, I've gotten to the point where I know it's real. And a number of the people that have been on this line know that it's real. And they feel it. And they're not crazy. And this is not a cult. This is a real interaction between realms. And those of you that are coming on the line that are checking it out, or even skeptical, which I think you should be. I think if you have no reference point of this kind of experience, you should be skeptical. You know, I'll take a moment, and sometimes when I just focus on bringing the energy in, people will experience it. They'll sense it. And I'd like to ask you all to take a moment and shut your eyes. And some of you are already there. You're tuned in, and as soon as we start these things, you're there. And in fact, some of you are holding the energy in your life in between these calls and don't need me to be a anchor for it anymore. But many people, it starts off, they listen to the calls, and while your eyes are shut, if you take your attention and put it around the top of your head and your third eye, you may be noticing some light. And you may sense your energy moving beyond yourself, above the top of your head. And you could just imagine that you're beaming your life energy through your crown chakra into the cosmos, and that all of us on this line are creating a group. And we're all beaming together, and we're all joining our energies at the top end of that beaming. And we're becoming a one energy. This is just a temporary experience. It's not, you're locked into it, but you can feel the download of that energy coming back, as sometimes people get goosebumps. Sometimes people get very relaxed. Oftentimes there's some physical thing that says, how's he doing that? He's thousands of miles away and suddenly I have all these feelings in my body. Well, I'm not doing it. They're doing it. See, I'm just one guy sitting in one little place in one little city, and they're this two group souls which are huge, and they honor free will and they want to make a connection. And as you feel that connection, you can feel an expansion that goes way beyond your physical body. You feel connected to something. And this is where I said, when you make this connection, you're in an area, you're actually, your energy is in areas that you're blind to. That's why it's so important to know who you're asking to connect with, and that we're creating this connection, learning how to tune our own radio receiver into it. And there's a lot of benefits to having this connection. For example, they want to help us. And by knowing who they are and how to tune them in, it gives them a highway to come into this realm and help us. What does help mean? Well, their energy flows. They can help heal your own energy, which heals your body. They can work with us in creating transformations on the planet. And not only that, if you get used to tuning into their energy, and it becomes familiar to you. I don't have this direct experience, but I'm pretty sure it's true that when you die, you're now connected to an energy outside of this realm. And it means that you probably have more choices. You don't necessarily have to go through more reincarnational experiences on a very difficult planet. And so you can't hear me? Okay. Kerry, do you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Oren was just saying he didn't hear me, but if you're not hearing me well, it's something with the conference line, and I'll try to use the BBS recording to put this on, so that that's probably not going to be screwed up. And so in any case, what we're doing is we're moving back into an experience of oneness. But we're not stuck there because we're free. We can move in and out of it. It's kind of like...
Hello?
Yes?
You're just not coming in. Your voice isn't coming clear. It's very warbly, so I can't hear what you're saying.
You know what? If those of you that can't hear me, if you're having trouble hearing me, tune me in on BBS radio, because I can't fix the conference line. But BBS radio is going directly to my phone. They're not going through the conference line. I can feel the energy on this line, and when we do things, maybe some of you have had this experience.
I can't hear you.
Yeah. When we have this experience, when you get a really high energy, electrical things start breaking down. But I don't know how to fix it. Other than saying, tune in to BBS Radio right now, bbsradio.com, station 2, and it should be clear. And that we will have a recording of this out the next day that I'll get from BBS. Because I'll assume that the phone line is not going to be good. And I'll put that up on the Spirit Channel. And so, in the meantime, we'll do the best. At least Terry's clear, I'm clear. Terry is directly into BBS. I'm directly into BBS. And it's not...
Can you move to a different location?
Pardon me?
The voice is very distorted. Can you move to a different location?
It's not my cell phone. It's not my cell phone because I'm clear to Terry and I'm clear on BBS. So it's the conference
Whoever talking is totally unclear.
Yeah, the conference line has got, I'm going to say this slow. The conference line is having a breakdown, probably because we have too much energy coming in. You're on the conference line. You can go to your computer and tune me in at bbsradio.com. bbsradio.com. www.blogtalkradio.com, station 2, and I'm sure it will be clear on BBS, okay? Yeah, I just got a report that BBS is fine. So there's no way for me to fix the conference line. You can just put your phone aside and beam energy to the phone, and but listen on, if you have that option to listen on a computer, bbsradio.com, and I will be clear. And so we're talking about earth changes, and I'm just kind of preparing it. Part of preparing for this is bringing this energy in so that you all can participate in the energy. Because one of the really good things about connecting with this energy and connecting with all of this is that it's become fairly clear to my ordinary waking consciousness that this is one life of thousands. And even though we're here and it seems overwhelming, it's just one life and one experience, and that we are going to die sooner or later, and we're going to have another life and another life and another life. And so once you really grasp that on a cellular level, once you know that, you will know that you don't have to be afraid of dying. And once you're not afraid of dying, you can look anything in the eye and be ready for it. And chances are you'll be able to live far better when you don't have that fear. But with earth changes, some people are going to die. And when you're in the illusion that this physical realm is all there is, and that when you die, that's the end of you, and of course, that's a reason to be afraid. So it's important to get these energies going. And it's also important to read my material, because all of this goes in the same direction. There's so much proof in the case of what I'm presenting that this is real. There's so much evidence. You know, this has been going on now for 7 years, me talking to these guys, 7 years of so much phenomena, miracles, and understanding, and emails from people who are having so many cognitions, and is waking up people. And then that's 7 years of me, and then there's the 2 years I spent prior to this just studying David Wilcock, and then there's all the time I spent studying all the other people on that are channeling. Like last week I read something from Barbara Marciniak in the Pleiadians. And it's all the same. Not all the same, but so many things going in the same direction. And I know this is real. It's no longer, you know, hypothesis in my mind. There couldn't possibly be so much evidence with nothing attached to it. And that means that our goal, your goal, my goal, is to be in this realm, hold the highest space possible, be afraid of nothing, make the connections with the highest sources possible outside of this realm, get your own direct experience. You may not be channeling, but you can feel their energy. And once you learn to feel their energy, you can bring that energy in and connect with them. And they can feel you, and they want to feel you. And you now have the connection being made between the higher part of yourself and your human self. And once that connection is made, you're no longer operating within the contracted space of the veil. And now you become a co-creator. And as a co-creator with all that is, operating with high intent for the highest good of all concerned, you're now officially a light worker. And a light worker does not necessarily mean somebody that stands up and teaches people and has a shaman title. It can be the most simplest person because you're holding the space for you, on your physical location to anchor this energy. And no one may ever know that you're doing it except you and probably me. And it's a huge thing to accomplish because now you, by holding that space, are changing the vibrations of that location. You, by not being afraid, will keep other people from being afraid. You will be able to face whatever happens, look it in the eye, and cope with it. And before you know it, people will be drawn to you because of your ability to hold steady when everyone else isn't. And whether they're drawn to you or not, you're having an impact on your whole environment of uplifting it. And if you keep checking into these lines, you will very likely learn how to do that. And it's, there is an urgency to this. There's an urgency for our planet, and there is an urgency for you. Because as you open up to these energies, as you learn to hold these energies, you're doing a service for yourself as well. Because within the context of opening up these energies, you are also opening your DNA up. And your DNA is a microcosm for the universe. Humans have two strands of DNA open. And in order to graduate this realm, you have to open more strands than two. Otherwise, you'll repeat. So by taking this energy in, it's absorbing to your DNA, and it's opening strands. And that's really what I see as the importance, one of the great importances of the work I'm doing. And it's something that I have learned how to do. I'm not operating out of any belief system. I've seen it work. So on that note, understanding that just because we are here and holding this energy, we are actually changing the vibrational structures and matrices all around our planet. And the more people that do that, the more it changes. And invite people to our calls because it's just, we're creating a space for a shift and holding the energy of that shift on these calls. And if you're not going anywhere else and doing it, and you're experiencing it here, come back really often because we hold 3 calls a week and it's working. We hold message a day. We have constant input of energies from higher vibrations that most of it is totally free. And if you go buy something, you're supporting and helping us do this because we don't have enough money to do it. So buying the books and the materials, there's a whole package for $50 and 212 primer. Does really support this work. And plus, it actually increases your connection to these vibrations because it grounds it. By spending money and by reading the words, it grounds it. It kind of integrates it. It fills in the missing links. So, we are going to have earth changes. We're having them right now. We're having changes in weather. We're having increased natural disasters, which we read about, tsunamis. Maybe we'll get a long-range thing of over a few years what might happen. And also, the nature of if there's more people coming into calls like this, holding the space, what might be mitigated, okay? In the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, the Ra group repudiated the predictions that Edgar Cayce made. And of course, when I researched that, I found out it was from some individual entity that was speaking through Cayce, and not his normal source. So There's another thing I read that said we've already had a pole shift, but it's happened slowly and no one's noticed, but then they created all this evidence of what it was. So our source that's speaking to us has identified itself by the name Ra'an. And for a long time in the channelings, when I was talking to Daphne, there was, the source said there was a Council of An, which was a division of the Elohim. Oh my God. How did I do this? It's 6:45. I'm in a time zone because I looked at the clock and it said 6:30 and I said I have plenty of time. Well, you know what? I'm just going to shut up. We're going to probably go for another 7 minutes and they're going to make some comments. And if you guys will come back next week and hit the ground running, we will do like 35 or 40 minutes of channeling and ask questions. But come back and hold the energy. The reason I'm talking so much is because I don't want people to get afraid. And I don't want to say this is going to happen and that's going to happen and then create anxiety. So, Terry?
Yes.
I'm going to do Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect everyone on this line. Any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies to the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy amongst all of those present, and we invite those positive service to other sources operating in the Christ of light to join with us in this moment. And we only have 6-7 minutes. So our topic is earth changes. And so I'd like to give an overview. And next week, I'm going to put you on very early in the call and we'll find out more details about how things look from your realm. Do we have a source present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We ask that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the good of all. We investigate negativity because some of the things that individuals feel are negative for some and positive for others, so there is some relativity with regard to negativity. For instance, at some times there may be changes which one would consider negative but are in the long run and in the consensus reality and all that is are for the ultimate positive good. Some of the earth changes we are looking at have already started, as you commented on, and it is not just a sudden thing that happens, an earth change, as it takes many years to build up the pressure and then to reach a point where it all may ultimately release itself. We say to the most salient thing here that individuals that are listening to the call and individuals that aren't take it for granted that the areas where they are will continue in the same manner and be supported, support, and in support of their life. However, we may ask these individuals rather than to simply expect everything to continue as it is, to take notice of your area and the positive attributes that are in your area, the things you really like about your area, and send those things love light, because this will help ground and preserve these things in your surroundings. Give thanks for the rocks and the trees and the shade and the rain, for the breeze, for the pollen, for the little animals that scurry around, for the birds that fly above your head in flocks or singly. Give thanks and let them know that you appreciate those things in your surroundings. This will help stabilize your surroundings to some degree and give you protection from all of the changes that potentially could happen. Do you get our meaning?
I do get your meaning. Yes, I get your meaning.
It is something that will ground your area. By individuals doing this, it will ground your area and make it more secure and give you more protection. And if you live near the sea, give thanks for the sea creatures and thanks for the water and thanks for the land. And as we are telling you this, we are observing areas under the water which are somewhat have a potential for instability, and we fasten them to our energy with a bonding, much like you would safety pin a diaper on a baby, to help with the bonding to secure things, as there is a unsettling that is wafting through the vibrations within the earth grid. One may feel it go through if one is extraordinarily sensitive. When there is a 7.8 earthquake in one area, and you may be several thousand miles away and yet feel this wafting go through, whereas the majority do not feel anything. However, there is a wafting, and someone that is more sensitive may experience a whistling in the ear, a pitch, a ear block where the pressure changes, a headache, that is, they experience the mini cosmos within their body, which is a replica of the maxi cosmos of the rift in the earth that is building up pressure.
You know, we're just about finished with time on BBS.
We send you our love to each and every person. And for security, stay within your heart and stay centered. And this will be your guide and your gyroscope. Adonai.
Okay. Every Sunday we do a grid healing where we bring this energy in.
And those of you that are feeling the energy, please come to our grid healing. We say goodbye. We're going to continue this next week. We'll try to get more specific information, and we'll start the channeling afterwards. Thank you for putting up with all my introductory talk. And God bless you all. We'll see you soon.